And we've got a lot of guests in the studio this morning from the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville. We'll go with first names only. That'll shorten the interview so we don't have to get through everything. We got with us Mike, Claude, Joy, and Deb. Deb is the director of the latest production from Old Town Hall Theater, which is called Over the River and Through the Woods. Of course, when I hear a title like this, and maybe you've had it explained, it sounds like some kind of a Christmas thing related to that. But I guess it only has to do with Grandma's house or something to that effect.
Yes, I think it is the best play with the worst possible title because the title is very misleading. I've had other people say it sounds like a holiday show, and it's not. It is all about a 29-year-old single professional, Nicky, and his relationship with his four Italian grandparents. And he has dinner with them every Sunday. And at one point, he is bemoaning the fact, he sings, you know, the over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. And he talks about how that made it sound so easy. But it's not that easy because Nicky's trying to struggle with his relationship with his grandparents, figure out how much he owes them, but also trying to determine how much does he have a right to pursue his own life and his own career. So it's a young man coming of age trying to sort out his relationship with his family.
How big is this cast? Is this the entire cast I have in front
of me?
No,
we have two more grandparents.
Ah, okay.
And then we have a young woman that Grandma tries to match him up with on a blind date.
Of course, yes.
Yes.
Of course. There's always that meddling in the romance.
The grandmas are meddling in every way possible. They feed Nicky whether he's hungry or not. They smother him in afghans whether he's cold or not. And they fix him up on a blind date whether or not he wants it.
Speaking of the afghans, I saw some pictures that you have on your website, oldtownhalltheater.com. There's an afghan on the couch that you have there as well. So
yes, this play takes place in the early to mid-1990s, but it said their house should look like something from 10 to 20 years earlier.
Sure.
So we were basically going for that 1970s, 80s look in the set. And I think our tech director has beautifully created Frank and Aida's home.
As long as you have a little some tchotchkes around there, too.
We've got saints. We've got other tchotchkes. We've got family photographs. Yes.
Again, this is Over the River and Through the Woods, which opens up on April 25th, which surprising to me is this Friday.
Yes.
And you guys ready for the opening night?
We are.
Let's give. I understand you have a bit of a scene that you're going to perform for us this
morning. Yes. This is young Nicky talking about his grandparents, Nunzio and Emma. Nunzio has just come on stage and explained that when he came over, or he's the child of Italian immigrants, that people weren't hiring Italians. So to get a job, he had to pass himself off as Irish. So I will let them take it away from here.
Well, before you do that, could you give the characters names and who's going to be speaking for them, if you could?
Okay, Mike Fry plays Nicky, the grandson. Joy Van Curen plays Emma, the grandmother. And Claude Collier plays Nunzio, the other grandpa.
Thank you.
My father's folks, Nunzio and Emma, lived two doors down, and every Sunday they'd also visit and share dinner. Both children of hard-working but destitute immigrants, they married at 17 and had two sons, my dad and his brother, Nick, who was killed in Korea.
The day I married Nunz, my mother sat me down and told me something amazing. She said, Emma, just because you're his wife, it doesn't mean you're not as important as him. Speak up. Say how you feel. Don't be one of those women who get lost behind their family. Ha!
So I told Fords my name was Ian, Sean, O'Malley, O'Brien, O'Sullivan, and they gave me the job.
So while Nunz went to work, I made us a beautiful life at home.
I stood on an assembly line and put this nut in that bolt for 27 years to give my wife and my sons the life they deserve.
We struggled and made our way, 'cause we were a family. Tango familia.
Tango familia.
Tango familia.
They were the loudest people I ever met.
Hey, Nicky!
Yoo-hoo!
Hi, Nanny. Hi, Gramps.
What a pleasure to see you on a Thursday.
I'm glad you came. I have something to tell you.
Wait, Nikki. First, I want to take a picture.
Of what?
Of you.
Why?
Well, I got two pictures left on this roll since last Easter. Stand by your grandmother and smile.
Gramps, I got this announcement.
It's one picture.
Gramps.
One picture.
All right.
Fixing your hair nice first.
Man, stop. All right, Gramps, shoot.
But you don't look happy.
I'm not happy.
Why would I take a picture if you don't look happy?
No, enough with the pictures. Nan, could you get back in here, please?
Nikki, that present you bought us, the one we don't know how to use.
The answering machine?
No, the other one, the CPU?
VCR.
Oh, right. We need the receipt.
It broke?
Nah, we just hate it.
We don't hate it. It's just too expensive. We can't enjoy it.
Why are you worried about the expense? I bought it for you.
Give us the receipt. We'll give you back the money.
I don't want the money.
It's too much to spend on us for a BCP.
It's your 60th anniversary present.
Fine. We'll keep $10.
Look, we'll talk more about this later. I've got something much more important.
So, Nikki, guess where your grandmother wants to drag me again next Tuesday?
I'm sorry if I like to go places and do things. I'm a doer.
Atlantic City with the senior citizens from St. Anne's.
Gramps, what I have to say is real important.
In traffic for 4 hours with a busload of 80-year-old Catholics, all carrying these giant bags of quarters. It's awful.
Listen to what he's complaining about. You get a free air-conditioned bus ride, and they give you $30 free in chips.
Look, I have this announcement.
You know what I did last time we went? Walked into Donald Trump's, cashed in my $30 chips, found a $5 buffet, ate all day, and came home with a $25 profit.
I've told him that money is not for him to keep. The Catholic Church gave him that money to gamble. Sunday, you put it in the poor box.
I'm not putting it in the poor box. We are poor. I'm giving it to Nikki.
We are not poor.
Why are you giving me $25?
I don't know. She won't let me keep it.
How did I come from these people? My parents, maybe I can understand. But these people?
I am laughing over here. This is only half of his grandparent, right? He has another set.
Yeah. He has another set that are equally invasive and intrusive and overwhelming. Yeah.
How do these two sets of grandparents get along?
Well, as it says, they live two doors down, and their children obviously grew up in the same neighborhood, got married. So this is a couple that have known each other forever. Have spent their lives in the same Italian neighborhood.
What was it, and we're talking with Deb Wentz, who's the director of Over the River and Through the Woods, the production going on at the Old Town Hall Theater. What drew you to this particular story?
I fell in love with this play the first time I ever saw it. There is a Trivial Pursuit scene where Nikki plays Trivial Pursuit with his grandparents. And as a person of a certain age, I can identify with this so much because so oftentimes you can't think of the name of the person you're trying to describe. So you're going, oh, you know, that actor, and you're talking to your friends or your family, you know, that was in that movie. Well, Nikki plays a game of Trivial Pursuit with all four grandparents giving clues like that. You know, the guy with the face. Oh, yeah, he married the woman with the face. No, she married the other guy with the nose. And yet, remarkably, the grandparents eventually come up with the right answer. But it is hysterical watching them give these vague clues to each other and watching Nikki's frustration because he's like, do these clues have anything to do with this?
Right. They're playing a game on a whole different level than what he's used to playing on something like that. It's by a guy named Joe DiPietro.
DiPietro. So you figure anybody with the last name of DiPietro has to know what he's talking about when he's writing about four Italian grandparents.
Now, there's a lot of, anytime you talk about Italian or grandparents, there's food involved. Is there food in this performance?
I am so hungry sitting in the audience because they carry out veal parmesan. They carry out, fake wine on stage. They carry out mixed vegetables. It's a constant. Cannolis. Oh, my gosh. I keep buying cannolis.
Wait a minute. You said fake wine, but yet you made no indication it would be fake veal parmesan.
No, it's real veal parmesan, but as a theater, you're not allowed to serve wine.
I see. Right.
And it wouldn't probably
You could probably eat room temperature pork or something like that. And meat. They don't care about the meat, what condition. It's just...
We have to have grape juice because it is a play, and we don't want our actors drinking wine in the middle of a show. So, yes, all this food keeps getting carried on, and the cannolis, the stage crew, we get to eat what's left over at the end of the night.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully it will kind of have the aroma of an Italian restaurant as people are sitting in the audience. But, yeah, you get very hungry watching all this food carried on because this is a family that's constantly eating, and grandmas are constantly pushing food.
So this is, again, going on this Friday, and it runs through May 10th. You do have a Sunday matinee on May 4th as well at the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville. And I'm looking over. Does this sort of start your 2014 season, or where does your season begin and end?
This is the end of our 2013-14 season.
Ah, okay.
The next season will start next fall with a youth summer show yet this summer. And even though this show is set within the context of an Italian Catholic family, it's something I think anybody can identify with if you've struggled and watched your family kind of scatter as family members, each generation becomes more educated, more upwardly mobile. People leave. They move away from their nuclear family. So I think whether you're Italian or not, whether you're Catholic or not, I think you can identify with those issues of how close do you stay to family.
And you can see a little bit of yourself in all of the cast member, too.
Yes.
Even of different ages, you think, I'm getting to be more like that than like this guy. You know, you can kind of get a sense of how your life is going. It's called Over the River and Through the Woods. It is at the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville. And it is, again, it opens up this coming Friday. Our guests today, Mike, Claude, Joy, Deb, thanks for stopping in this morning and sharing the characters. You brought them to life so well here this morning on the radio, and we'll have some tickets to give away in the next couple of days as well. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.